earlier time slot.
I'll tell you this, things what you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
Alright, you already know what time it is, everybody. Pour that wine, I got my beer here. And earbuds, it's time to take a ride with me. I'm your girl, the one, the only, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Okay, I know that some people are like, yo, Sapphire, I think I've seen you on the internet all naked. No, that's not me. I know what you're talking about. That's a different Sapphire. Right now, this is the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire, Megan Sapphire, if you're nasty, or just Ms. Sapphire. But welcome everybody to Sapphire's Earplay. All my sexy motherfuckers in the building. We are gonna get down into it. Now, last week we talked about me being, you know, a pro and not a hoe. We talked about, you know, promiscuity with my girl Kelsey Obsession, which I'm so excited because I feel like we're gonna see more of her on Sapphire's Earplay. She was awesome. She was a blast. And I'm glad that you guys actually really appreciated the episode. It became one of our third highest downloaded episodes so far of Sapphire's Earplay. So I'm really excited about that. Thank you guys so much for supporting me on iTunes and on Podomatic. And of course, right here on chocolateradio.net. And, you know, tonight we're gonna go into body, okay? Bodies and sex. What you laughing about?
Who, me?
Yes, you!
I am laughing about all the tweets here. Go, dude!
Okay, yes. You know, I gotta say this to everybody. Fuck y'all that are saying that Naomi Banks is a bandwagoner, okay? Because y'all motherfuckers just don't know Naomi. That means that y'all motherfuckers are just salty because Wisconsin cheeseheads just lost to fucking Duke, okay? And I will say I'm probably a bandwagoner because, you know, I don't really watch basketball. You know what my sport is. I mean, hell, I'm rocking the earphones tonight because today was opening motherfucking day for my Dodgers. 6-3, motherfuckers. What you got to say about that, Padres? Nothing. The only thing I do have to say, though, is that game was awesome. From start to finish, and your girl was sneaking in a lot of plays during that, okay? I was listening to it. I finally subscribed because I'm getting paid enough to actually subscribe to MLB TV, so I never miss a goddamn game. You know, usually your girl likes to stream it illegally, but I needed to have, you know, my Dodgers fix, even though I do have it on my series. There's something about Vin Scully I just can't get enough about. A man's like my idol when it comes to sports radio. And it was so good. It was so good to finally say, oh my God, it's Dodger fucking season. So you already know your girl's going to be rocking it, you know, in different Dodger wear. Tonight I'm not because I like to show a little leg because I thought my guest, you know, she's all bodacious and she going to come in probably with her booty all nice and thickness. And I said, fuck it. Well, it's spring and I don't need to wear stockings anymore. I need to show off my legs. My legs were looking a little bit ashy and a little white, a little pale.
Well, your legs?
Yes.
Your legs look nice.
Well, that's because I've been going to the beach like almost every other fucking weekend. Oh, I was like, fuck that. Thank you, girl. Just like her booties look nice. And if you're like, who the fuck are you talking to, Sapphire? That's Naomi Banks. That is Mama Radio over here. This is Mama Chocolate Radio over there, okay? And I have to say, I'm also really happy. Not because I got laid, because I haven't been laid in a week, okay? I haven't seen my gentle giant in about a week and a half. And I hope to get laid because it's the fucking first anniversary of Chocolate Radio. Starting yay! Tomorrow, April 7th, that's when we officially kicked off. And I believe Naomi, myself, Dizelle, we kicked it off.
Yes.
I think we kicked it off.
We kicked it off.
Yes, I think we kicked it off. And so, you know, I'm really sad because Tuesday is usually my fuck day with my gentle giant. And I don't think I'll be able to come in studio to, you know, properly give you, like, a congratulations lap dance. But that's okay because Saturday, we're going to turn the fuck up.
Hey, we turn it up.
Because it's our party, everybody. And I wish that, you know, all my fans, all of our fans here at Chocolate Radio can make it. But we are going to actually have some film some documentation. We'll let you know, like, who was there, what happened, who, you know, got left in a bathroom, who got caught fucking in a parking lot. We'll let you know what the fuck happens. But I'm just really excited because I know Naomi has a lot of, you know, tricks up her sleeve this week, being that it is the first anniversary. And, you know, you only turn one once. Oh my God.
Right.
Okay? Even though number two is my lucky number, but you only turn one once. So it's going to be fun. And I can't wait to recap it on Monday with my girl Necro Nikki, who will be in studio. But you know what? Let's get back into it. Sex in your body. Okay? As you may know, I'm a woman who is not a size 2. I am a woman of a figure of like a size 14. Okay? That's because I have big titties and I got nice thighs and nice legs. I love it. I love my ass. And I love my boobies. And I know many people, many of my suitors love it too. So, I mean, what better way to kick it off than to properly talk about sex in your body? Now, I have to say, being a woman who is very promiscuous, I am probably the most insecure woman when it comes to sex in my body. And I need to start loving myself. Like, I love myself, but I really need to love my body more. Like, I have a great sex life with myself, and what I mean by that is I love fucking the shit out of myself every night. Okay, every night I gotta tickle my kitty and say, hello, how you doing, are you good, are you numb, are you wet enough?
Wait, you say tickle your kitty?
Yes.
Can you make the sound that your kitty giggles?
What, you want me to put my hands down my pants and you can hear like how wet?
No,
she is
like
no, I don't do all that. I'm more of like a heavy breather. If I'm home alone, because, you know, I don't live by myself. If I'm home alone, oh, shit gets on and popping. It goes, oh, yes. I mean, my bed.
That ain't no damn giggle.
But there's no giggle. There's just a whole flood. I wish we had like a splash soundboard because she really like, I really feel myself coming. Yes. Yes. It's to the night. Oof.
Can you say in a really sexy voice, tickle my kitty?
Can you
say real sexy?
Tickle my kitty.
Now, can you purr?
As you go down.
Tickle my kitty. Does that work for you now, Naomi?
That works all right.
That works all right?
Yeah.
See, I would love to do on certain places on you, but I can't. I can't cross that line. Can't cross that line. But you can talk about my thighs and my legs all the time.
But they're the bomb, though.
Thank
they're
you.
Like really nice. Like
well, too bad you can't really fully experience the leg experience because, you know, they love it.
Right, but you know, the crazy thing is that I haven't seen your legs since we were at series.
I really call bullshit. Okay, wait, actually I am gonna call bullshit. Okay. Because the last time I showed leg when Derek Pierce was here, were you here when he grabbed my booty?
No, I was not.
Mike was here. I think Mike was here when he grabbed my booty.
My eyes, I didn't see the legs.
Oh, sorry. You wanna see more legs? You should see how the legs and the ass cheeks look right now. The ass is on point.
Let me see.
We gotta see it off camera. We can't show this on Ustream.
Wait, what?
You stream can't see all this?
He can put up a Wesley.
I'll put the guest up.
Yeah, yes. She looking all kinds of cute. I got a nice ass. I got a nice ass. I ain't scared.
You scared.
Well, put that shit up.
She's scared.
Here, I'll show you right now. I'll show you with no ass. You gonna call me bluff? I'll show you with no ass.
I got
a little thong on. Yes, I got a little thong on. Shit, come over here. I'll show you. Come over here. You got a little disclaimer on it? You got a little... Okay, are we good? Are we good? Look at that ass. Look at that ass.
Wait, pull it off.
Look at that ass.
I got a killer.
Thank you.
You know those little booties.
Wait, touch it though. Touch it. Because it has... Because you know it's got a little plumpness.
No,
but
it's like right here.
It's fine.
Like down here.
You yes.
Know, it's like a little flat right here, but then it
comes. Oh, she called a little flat.
No, but that's how
it But in a good way. But in a good way.
But then it comes, you know.
Mike, I swear to God, you better not put that on some like block shit.
No, he put it on block.
Are we good now? Are we good now?
All out in the universe.
Oh, man, my titties are hurting.
Get with my hands, grab the ass.
Yeah, right. Oh, but you know what? That's the first time Naomi's grabbed my ass, and I felt nice. That felt nice. You know, somebody else grabbed my ass, but then she spanked it too, and then she kissed it. Your girl Misty.
Oh, nice.
Yes. That's what I'm hoping comes to the party. On several different reasons why. She better. I'ma be like, Misty, I got some blunts for you. You better come. We gotta have a celebratory blunt. That's it. Turn up. Turn up. Though I am scared of what she like really, you know, what she really be smoking. Okay, I don't know. I smoked out with a couple of porn stars back in the day, and she'd be crazy. She'd be crazy. I've never smoked with Misty. I'm kind of scared. I might be tripping like, what's his name? Chris Rock off of Friday. I don't want to end up in no chicken coop. What is this?
You got mail.
I got mail? Uh-oh. Okay, this is from Fullerton, California. Oh, shit. I don't know who the fuck lives in Fullerton, but okay. Gracious. Let's read this fan mail and we'll get into the body sex. I know we've been on a wild tangent. What the fuck is this? Okay, thank you. This is from our girl Kelsey Obsession. Oh, thank you, baby.
Oh, that was so nice.
See, this is what I love. I love it when my guests send me like little thank you notes. You know, that's all that matters at the end of the day, when you acknowledge that you were like having a good time on the show. Because I never know. Guests can be lying their asses off just like fans. But you know what? The genuine, you know, thank yous, even like the snail mail, I love this because I cherish and I keep every thank you card, all the fan mail that people have sent me over the years. I really do save them, and eventually I'm gonna make a book out of them. So I really do thank you, Kelsey. Thank you so much, baby. Kisses. Okay, so back to it. Like I said, when it comes to sex, I am the most insecure woman when it comes to sex with my body, because I never know if people really like my body. Because I never, you know, I'm not really naked out there in public. You know, I don't show my ass. I'm very selective. Like, even though, like, I really bedroom hop, you know, I rarely send nude photos. Even to my ex, I would never really show full nudes. I would show, like, maybe a titty, like, one titty, one piece of the ass, one piece of the pussy. But then somebody, okay, I would show the whole pussy.
Right.
The pussy does got parts. You can show like
that
the
fat that you only show one piece of.
My pussy's not that fat. You've never seen. I'll show you my pussy.
You got super zoom lens.
I will show that.
Let me tell you. She hesitated on the ass, but as soon as that's pussy, oh, I'll show you my pussy.
Because pussy is pussy. I don't know. I didn't hesitate on no ass.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did. You know I have a tattoo like near my vagina.
This what?
Huh?
What is this?
It's five stars. No, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Okay, the five stars represents the time I was born into the entertainment world. I was 5 years old when I started singing, and at the time, it was a tattoo that I really needed to hide because I was still in college. And see, my parents are strict. Okay, I might seem like I'm some loosey-goosey, you know, like I didn't have no like proper upbringing. Let me tell you, my parents, okay, let me tell you, my parents, my daddy raised me on the belt, okay? My mom raised me on anything that she can find in the goddamn house at the time, whether it be her foot, whether it be her hand, whether it be some books, okay? My ass was black and blue by the time I was 13, okay? I always got whoopings. You know, got a bad grade, got a whooping. Talk back, got a whooping. My ass was torn. You know, when black parents say, I'm going to beat you to the white meat shows. Oh, yes. I got my whoopings. That's why I probably like it. That's why I probably like, you know, getting spanked so hard. I like being punished. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Are you blaming your parents for your kinkiness?
Maybe. Maybe. Mommy and daddy, thank you. Thank you for making me a kinky son of a bitch, because seriously, you know, I used to fear the belt, and I still do. Like, when my dad opens up his, like, every time I come and visit my house, my childhood home, and my dad opens up his closet, and I really do flinch when I hear the belt go. because there would be a belt for each time I was being bad. And for all those people who are like, oh my God, how dare her parents whoop her? No, thank you for whooping me, because you know what? Without your damn whoopings, I would not have made it to college. I would not be making it where I am today. A 26-year-old head bitch in charge, okay? Moved out the house, owns her own car, owns her own radio show, okay? I know my limits, okay? Because of my parents' whoopings, because of my parents taking away things, and that I had to earn them back, I appreciate it. But tonight, we're talking about sex. So back to the sex. So yes, the most, like, I will show you my ass, I will show you my titties, I will show you my pussy. But one thing I'm really insecure about is my stomach. But now, everybody's like, ooh, I like a thick chick. I like a girl with her meat, you know, all on there. You know, and there's a difference. People are like, oh, you know, thick is like fat. No. Thick means that you're thick in all the right places. I got titties. Nice thickness up here. I got thighs. And you know what? I'll show you briefly. Look at these damn thighs. Okay? Look at these legs. Okay? Honey, there is not an ounce of fat. I hope my pussy's not showing.
Girl, don't you put that in my leather wall?
There ain't no dust. There ain't no dust on here. But like I said, here, I'll put it on the silver part. Look at these legs, okay? There's not an ounce of fat, okay? You can't pick an ounce of fat off of my legs, okay? I bend down, I squat, and you're like, oh, god damn, her legs are shaped, okay? I will suffocate the shit out of you. You start eating my pussy, and you'll fucking like it. You'll fucking like it. You'll say, oh, my God, do it again, Sapphire. Well, you got to make me come. Make me fucking come. I got the legs that will wrap around your cock if I wanted to. If I wanted to give you a fucking back of the knee hand job, I'll fucking do it. I'll give you a leg job. What bitch out there will give you a leg job? Mike, have you ever gotten a leg job?
Yeah, I got a leg job.
You shut the hell up.
I'd have been around.
Oh, so a girl like really jerked you off with the back of her knee. Naomi's looking like, this is some weird shit.
Toes.
No, that's the thing. I don't do foot jobs because I don't like feet.
Okay, then.
I don't like feet.
Wait, so I'm just trying to
give
him a...
Look. Look at this beer bottle. Look at this beer bottle. I'll just, you know, well, I don't want to spill.
Well, I'll do sideways.
Yeah, I'll do sideways and kind of like...
Squeeze it.
Yeah.
You know, like this.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, you like them trap poses. Yeah. Okay, I'll probably put it in between my thighs and be like this.
See, my case. In my situation.
Give me a bottle. Just give me a bottle.
I just put it in the wrong hole.
Yeah! No. Do it sexy.
That ain't sexy.
Give me the bottle. Give me the damn bottle.
I want to see this.
Give me the damn bottle. I will do it like this. You scream. If you kick me off, I ain't showing no goddamn nudity. Okay? I'll take it. Here's your cock.
That's not
well, I'm going to get. That's okay. I'm going to do the thighs first. I'm going to do the thighs first. And kind of like, oh, yeah. He like that,
okay,
daddy?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
Okay. So then.
She already showed me a new move.
So here you go.
She
I wrap your cock. And I go.
I can't even go
up and
down.
I can't do it.
Wait a minute,
it's too fat. It's too fat.
This?
It's too fat.
Right,
the base. The bottom. The base.
We're talking about the right here.
Oh, okay.
This right here. What is wrong?
Hold it. Hold it firm.
I'm going
to
walk around.
Put it in between. Wait, what is it? No. I took shaking the table to the next level.
No, sir.
Oh, shit.
You damn Duke fans. I'm afraid to burn down the universe.
Okay, so I miserably failed at the, I need a real cock. That's what I need.
Hey, no championship games at the studio.
No, fuck that. We going to do Dodger games. We going to do Dodger. Naomi's really like on it. Now we just practice it tonight. Wait a second.
Here,
okay.
Look, right here.
Yeah.
Look what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's sexy though. See, but you in pants. I'm in a dress. I can't be doing all that. Okay.
Well, usually when you're doing it, you're naked, right? So you're skin to skin, right?
Hello. You stream
with bananas. But you're skin. You're skin to skin.
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to choke. Oh, Lord. God damn.
I hope that bottle belongs to our liquor sponsor.
I'm just saying. God damn. God damn. But seriously, though, at the end of the day, I love my body. I love and I hate my body. So my stomach, I really get conscious. You know when you're getting fucked hard, like the woman's on top, and your belly stop flopping, and then your pussy stop flopping, and then his dick stop flopping, and then you hear the balls, then I get really conscious. Because then I have roommates that will hear everything, and they'll be like, what kind of fucking is going on in there? Like, what the hell are they doing? They sound like animals. Oh my God, that's a lot of ass clapping. I really do have animalistic sex. Like, I love it when a man, like, grrs. Like, when he gets all in it and, you know? Gets into that and spreads the pussy and just, but I don't like it when my stomach flop. Mike, why are you giving me that look?
Nah, I'm with you.
You don't like the stomach flop, right?
Nah, but I don't grr either.
You don't grr? How do you come? What is your sound when you come? Are you a silent comer? Mm-hmm. Or you just go,
I'm a silent comer, because most of the time.
Wait, so you just like, I'm done.
Yeah. Most time after I come, I gotta go. Before her husband get home.
Oh, Lord. Can we get a new Mike? I'm so done with this Mike. I'm so done. So done. Oh, my God. I'm so done with you. Silent coming because you come and go.
Yeah.
See?
Her husband on the way home.
Oh, Lord. You are too much.
Well, her kid's waking up.
Guys, do not ever listen to what Mike says. Don't ever be a silent comer. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't fuck silent people. Silent people? Have you ever had sex with a person who was so damn silent?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Naomi, get on the mic here. Stop acting so distant.
Girl, I'm right now. I'm celebrating.
Oh, you're celebrating.
She's still in celebrating mode.
She's celebrating mode. I'm well, I have to say, there's nothing exciting. So what?
I just fucked the bottle with my knee.
I know. I did appreciate that. I really did.
I think the bottle came too.
I think the bottle did come a little bit. That bottle got a lot of action tonight. Yeah. That bottle. Where's that flash brown cock?
Wow.
Where is that cock?
No, we're not getting banned tonight.
No, no. I want to take it home.
Girl, no, we're gonna get that away to somebody.
Fuck that! I deserve that big cock!
He'll be there on
Saturday.
Oh,
he will?
Yeah, yes, he will. Be there on Saturday, so he's bringing some nice gifts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he better bring his nice cock.
Yeah. Well, I hope he does.
That's what I'm saying. Flash Brown, if you're watching or listening, meet me in the bathroom on Saturday. I'm serious. What other porn stars might be there? Oh my God, can you please tell me that Rob Piper will be there, because I got a funny ass story with that fool. Is Rob Piper gonna be there? Just kind of wink, give me something. God damn it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this, I almost fucked Rob Piper, I think.
Really?
Almost. I had a little, yeah, I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to like air out anybody's dirty laundry, but Rob Piper, I will show up at the party with no panties. I'm gonna wear the shortest dress. I'm gonna wear my fucking dress. I'm gonna have my ass hanging out and everything. Mm-hmm. Lord, today this is gonna happen. We're talking about body. It's all about that body. Now, okay, so people like myself, we have to remember, people love seeing you naked regardless. There might be a man that says, man, I only like skinny bitches. I don't like any of that extra ass, extra titties. First of all, what's extra ass and extra titty? Okay? What the fuck do you men mean, extra ass, extra titty? What does that mean in guy language? I don't understand that.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yes.
What's an extra titty?
Not be a, if they
when they say extra ass, extra titty size.
Three.
You know what? I would be honored if I start rolling with three titties.
Nah.
I will motorboat the shit out of that, suck the hell out of them nipples. You mean tell me you wouldn't fuck that chick out of Total Recall? Even though her face was ugly, she had three titties. Actually, I think she had more than three titties, didn't she?
Nah, I ain't fucking no bitch with three. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Alright, now if she had an extra asshole, then I'd be scared.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, one asshole is enough. Two butt cheeks is enough.
If I was horny before.
Sapphire, she fucked your whole groove.
No, I won't. No, I won't. But seriously, what person is not happy when you see some titties? Doesn't matter if they're small titties.
Yeah, right. Most men are happy when they see a nice, good pair of tits.
Exactly.
And you know something? The old saying back in the day is that all you need is a mouthful. So if you got anything over a mouthful, you doing all right.
Well, let's be honest. There is a thing as too much titty, and what I mean is like when you really enhance your tits.
Right.
Okay. The more I work in this industry, the more I realize women stop enlarging. Okay. If you already have big tits, if you already got double D's, why you gotta go for triple F's? Who the fuck? Do you know how hard it is being man? Let me tell you, the harder you fuck us, do you realize how badly that hurts my titties? I do not like when you fuck me hard and I feel like I can't be on top. That's why I don't like being on top when I fuck you, because I don't like slapping my damn face with my own titty. It's bad enough when I work out, I now have to wear 3 goddamn bras to fucking work out. And I already sweat like a damn pig. And it's not sexy. Anybody who's seen me take workout photos and they say, ooh, you got that sexy sweat. Fuck you. Fuck you. Because you don't understand the struggle that I go through wearing 3 goddamn bras. No panties when I work out. So I'm sweating extra damn hard. It's embarrassing.
The struggle real, huh?
The struggle is fucking real. And
I feel you.
The struggle is fucking real. What woman says, I love getting punched in my own damn titty? When I was running track, I had no problem. I never had to wear more than 1 bra when I was running track. Then all of a sudden, I kept wanting bigger boobs. And one day I woke up and my titties were so goddamn big. Then I go to sleep, one titty goes to the left, the other titty goes to the right. It's some bullshit. Some bullshit. Thank God my ass looks good, though, at the end of the day. That's why I sleep naked. Alright, with that, we're going to pause on the naked talk. Mike is like, you know what? You're going to slap yourself in the titty again. I see you doing your little shake. You're going to suck your own titty. So you know what? In celebration of my Dodgers winning today, we're gonna go into I Love LA. Who's that by?
Brooklyn James.
Brooklyn James. Brooklyn James, if you go to the party on Saturday, girl. Ooh, even better. Brooklyn, come holla at you, girl.
Chocolateradio.net. Addictive talk radio for your ears.
do love LA, and that was your girl Brooklyn James with I Love LA here on chocolateradio.net. I'm your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire of Sapphire's Earplay. Sexy motherfuckers, I know you guys are loving the show. Shout out to my boy Reggie, shout out to my boy Sweet Pea, shout out to my boy, what's your name, boo boo? James? Is it James? No, it's a different person. Jay Brown. Hello, baby. I hope you're enjoying it. And everybody who will be listening to the podcast, yes, I am like crazy right now. I'm crazy horny. Here's my dilemma. When your girl doesn't get some dick, she becomes very hungry and ravenous, like a hyena and like a tiger at the same time. I'll become very cuckoo and giddy and all that. And thus, this is why I'm talking about the body, because I am so sexually frustrated up the ass. Have you ever been like to the point where you're just so goddamn horny, you'll fuck anything?
No.
Really?
Fuck anything.
Okay, I'm talking about like fuck like something human. You'll fuck anything human. I'm not talking about like you'll fuck a chair. You know.
But that's every guy though, and you ain't gonna be that horny if you're a guy.
Really? Huh. See, that's the thing. I don't know. If I had a dick for a day, I don't know if I would be selective or if I'll just fuck everything that walks. Because let's be honest, there are some women and there are some men where I'm just like, ooh, I would not stick my dick. I would not let you stick your dick or stick your tongue anywhere. Like, you go around walking around and your dick get hard for like a homeless person that smells like piss and shit.
Maybe
need
another one.
Like,
piss and shit.
No! No, no, and no!
What's wrong with you and your radio wife? You talking about the homeless people.
Right. I miss my radio wifey. You know what? Fuck that. I ain't gonna present that $100 because I feel like something might happen at the party.
Give me your damn money.
Oh man, if you guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about money? Sapphire owes somebody money.
She owes Naomi Banks $100 because she didn't get the panties.
No, I couldn't get the panties. I couldn't. Giselle, you be tripping though. You be tripping. Don't you be sending me the mixed signals on like Facebook and Twitter, and then send me text messages like, oh, I missed you. Oh, wifey, it's so good to see you. Please stop teasing. God, if I had a dick, I'd be dick slapping every chick that be teasing me like that. That's some bullshit. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not time for you to go. That blue drink over there is good. Now here, people need to gain back that body confidence in the bedroom, okay? You need to make excitement and enjoyment a number one priority, okay? If you're not enjoying your body during sex, how the fuck is your partner supposed to enjoy, you know, sex with you? What you talking about? Oh, you mean. So seriously, if you're supposed to really like enjoy sex, you really need to like remember that if your partner's not enjoying it, you're not going to enjoy it. So if you're not confident in your body, they're not going to be enjoying it. Oh Lord. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, we do.
Oh Jesus Christ. What's your name? Welcome to Sapphire's Earplay on chocolateradio.net.
Tony.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm
good. So, are you insecure or are you, like, positive with yourself when it comes to sex in the bedroom? Like, how are you with your body during sex?
I'm very positive with myself when it comes to sex in the bed because I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing. What is, like, your signature move? Like, you know, I know how to make the woman come every time.
My signature move?
Mm-hmm.
My signature move is, you know, just, you know, it's about the eyes.
It's about the eyes. Yeah. You make eye contact during sex? Yeah, Tony, I would never fuck you. You know why? Because I never make eye contact during sex. I never make eye contact during sex. Because you know why? You men are funny when you come. You men are goddamn funny when you come. You know why? Because you men make fucking faces like you gotta take a boo-boo. Like it hurt. And then you sound sometimes like it hurt. Like, I have you ever tried to really open up your eyes during sex and you see a woman, she's all passionate when she comes. It's like, ah, oh, ooh, oh, yes, ah. Was she in that spot?
Yeah, I can also make you come in many ways, too. Many other ways.
List three ways. List three ways that you would make me come.
I would go down on low and eat you.
For how long?
Low and your pussy down.
For how long?
I eat as long as you want me down there.
Okay, I'll tell you this. The last man who went down on me has gone down on me for almost 2 hours.
I could stay that long.
You can stay that long? You're going to need a snorkel then. You're going to need a damn snorkel. Okay, what's number two?
Yeah, okay, number two. It's just, you know, licking the nipples of the woman. Beating her.
Wait, say it. One more time.
Licking the nipples. Teasing those titties.
Now, we put the headphones back on. One more time.
Licking those nipples. Saying sweet nothings in those ears.
Okay. You do anything but say sweet nothings in my ear. Are you going to choke me while doing that? Or are you just going to whisper sweet nothings while trying to lick my nipples? Because that means you are a talented motherfucker.
He going
to
lick at the nipples.
Yeah, I'm going to do more than just whisper in the air. I'm going to be shoving you at the same time.
You're going to be shoving me?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing you.
Okay, I want you to Chris Brown me, okay? There's a difference. You don't shove a woman during sex unless she wants to be shoved. And I did not ask to be shoved. What's number three?
That's number three, shove.
Okay. What's number three?
All right. Oh, wait, actually, you
kissing
did.
Kissing on the neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kissing all over the body.
He gonna kiss you all over your body. And he gonna lick at the nipples.
You can't lick me all over my body, because if you lick my feet, I will kick you to kingdom come. Don't touch my motherfucking feet.
And you gotta come.
I'm gonna come.
But I won't kiss your feet.
You gotta come.
You no, Tony. Tony, listen to me. Motherfucker, you will not touch my goddamn toes. You will not touch my size 9.5 feet. You are not allowed to touch my goddamn feet.
Tony said he's going to come all over your toes.
Okay, I've had a man come over my toes. That is not cute.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because you know what? Nothing is more nastier than waking up to a man jacking off on your toes. That is nasty. Okay? I'm going to piss my...
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't touch your toes at all. You don't like that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Will you eat my ass?
You want me to eat your ass?
Yes, I want you to eat my ass like it's my goddamn pussy. Because I had a clean asshole. You will eat my asshole till kingdom come. You will worship this ass.
Until you come? Oh, yeah, I love that. Sapphire, I love that nasty talk. I eat your ass till you come over and over again if that's what you want.
Good. Problem solved. All right. Thank you. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, baby.
You're gonna look at the nipples.
Tony's from Louisiana. He's gonna lick my nipples.
Look at your nipples.
Hi, who's this? Shiny Radio. Sapphire's Airplay. How can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Hi, Sweetie. How are you, Sapphire?
Sweetie, I am so good. Okay, so Sweetie, real quick. When it comes to sex in your body, how confident are you?
I'm pretty confident. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would consider myself a 9.
Okay, so that's really good. That's a good confidence booster. That's better than me. Because like I said, my insecurities are my toes and my stomach a little bit. Now, I'm not saying like I have a big gut. Naomi, you just keep twerking. Just quit twerking all day long with your fine ass. God damn, I am the luckiest son of a bitch in the world. I'm sorry, Sweet Pea. So back to it. What is the least part of your body where you're just like, oh my God, this is like the least turn on spot, but like some people get turned on by it on your body?
The least favorite spot?
Mm-hmm. But that other people, like your women or your trans, you know, they get off to it on your body.
Wait, the least favorite spot on their part or my part?
On your part. You're like, your most instant.
My car would be my knees, babe.
But they like your knees. What's wrong with your knees?
I don't know. I just, it's a little freaky with the knees area, though.
They're what? Ugh,
I don't know. Sometimes they get a little strange with the knees sometimes.
What do you mean they get strange with the knee? What do? Do they lick the back of your kneecap?
Yeah, it's like a little.
They knee fuck you?
Freaky at first, but then I get used to it. When, you know.
Okay, so I've never.
So, sweetie, have you been knee fucked?
No.
Okay, so they lick your kneecaps. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I've never had someone lick my kneecaps. First of all, I do have a weird kneecap. A lot of people don't know. Look at my kneecap. My knee bone sticks out.
You got a fat ass knee.
That's because I don't have a patella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like you can touch it and it's just like straight up. That's metal in my
knee. Wow.
Yes. At a young age, I had a thing called Auschwitz Slaughters. I was growing too fast, even though I'm really short. I was growing too fast, and since I was active in swimming and track, my kneecaps are all fucked up. So the weird thing is, you know what? Sweetie, I feel you, because sometimes, here's the weird part, people. This is why I never tell people on air. When you fuck me sometimes, my kneecap might come out of place. And I have to pause. And the embarrassing thing is, my kneecap popped when I was with Derek Pierce. And that's why he made fun of me, because I had to tap out. It was because I was embarrassed to say that my kneecap popped out of place.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
And now, a comment?
What? Naomi, shut up. That's why I had to top out. Because Derek Pierce fucked me so hard. My kneecap popped out.
What, do doggy style?
I'm not going into all of that. There was a lot of ass eating, and then I was running from his dick. And then, you know what kind of leg he is? He's so... Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, Sweet Pea, you can comment real quick because I have to go to break.
Okay, I just wanted to say that happy anniversary to everyone there at Chocolate Radio, and I love you all very much.
Oh, Sweet Pea, I love you. Thank you so much for being, like, a frequent caller. I love you. You are the best, as always. And Sweet Pea, I hope it's not a turnoff that my kneecap pops out during sex sometimes. I love you, Sweet Pea. Thank you so much. You can laugh about it. It's okay. For everybody, this is your girl, Miss Sapphire. And yes, oh my God, I can't believe I just openly admit that. I know it's not sexy, but you know what? This is why you guys love me, because I give it to... Okay, we're going to take a break. God damn, I wish I had a blunt right now. This is some bullshit.
Play with my ego.
Oh, I need to hear it, baby. And if you lie, oh, what's my percentage, baby? That is mine, that is mine. Oh, I need to hear it, baby. And if you lie, oh, what's my percentage, baby? Make it sound good, do me like the women from my town would. Drake said it the best, but I'm better than the rest. And if it ain't 100%, then I mean have it. Yeah, I'm talking fractions, as your girl, is he mad with that? And if love was a check, then you know I'm cashing it. Ain't I beat it, rat attack, ain't it sound like being kept? I ain't me, but I'm working with a kid. And when it comes to that pussy, now I'm NBA jamming. Rhyming till it's waking up the neighbors. I do magic with the Jones. Sit Laker, now tell me that it's mine. This one is for my haters, let's go. Oh, I need to hear it, baby. And if you lie, oh, what's my percentage, baby?
that it's mine, that it's mine. Oh, I need to hear it, baby.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
And if you lying, if you lying, oh, what's my percentage, baby? Make it sound good, make it sound good. Do me like the women from my town would. Yeah, you know them Chi-Town girls is crazy. So pop a E for effort. I got no time for lazy. And do it to your face. Blue, navy. And make these soldiers munch. Navy. Yeah, I'm a killer with my cadence. Love watching you throw it back. Get that pussy in your surveillance, girl. So girl, tell me what you need as you scream. As I proceed to go deep, submarine. Got you hot in the summer's heat. Be rolling like ecstasy. Just tell me what you need, girl.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Oh, I need to hear it, baby.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
And if you lying, if you lying, oh, what's my percentage, baby?
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
That is mine, that is mine. Oh, I need to hear it, baby. If you lying, if you lying, oh, what's my percentage, baby?
Make it sound good, make it sound good. Make it sound good, make it sound good.
Please do. All right, and we are back, knee popping and all here on Chocolate Radio. That was my boy Miracle with Tell Me. I swear to God, the more I hear that, the more I just want to do nasty things to Miracle and Miguel at the same time. And just have like an swirl. You got that? All right, so we're back on talking about the body. Yes, I openly admitted to my knee popping sometimes. That means if you fuck me really hard, sometimes I might have to tap out and just kind of readjust the knee a little bit. So we're going to talk more about that, but I got to say this. When it comes to sex, you know, things can get a lot of sweaty. It can get hot. And let's admit, sometimes when you fucking, something start to smell, okay? And this is one thing you need to start avoiding, okay? We need to stop avoiding ruining your sex life because of smelly parts of your body during sex. Let's begin with number one, your hair. Okay, the longer your hair is, the more scents you're going to trap in it, okay? But some individuals like myself, we're very particular when it comes to hair. Ooh, look at that ass just leave. Bye, not, ooh, bye, girl. Oh, I just love watching her leave. But yes, I have to say, when it comes to hair during sex, we can be very particular on the smells. I like it when, you know, a woman smells like she freshly washed her hair when we start fucking. And that's the same with guys. I don't want to smell, you know, nasty, you know, I don't want to smell nasty shit in your hair. Like, I do sometimes smoke weed. And let's admit, weed and tobacco smell is not the greatest scent in the world when it's trapped in your hair. Like, just not at all. It is not attractive. What about you, Mike? When it comes to hair and women, like during sex, do you get turned off when her hair starts smelling really bad?
Yeah, I don't like them smelling like weed and smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
the thing. I smoke cigars every once in a while.
Right.
And after I smoke, I really like to, you know, brush my teeth and put some, yeah.
That's right.
You don't want the hair smelling like smoke or weed.
Nah, it's just not cute. It's not cute. And you know, like, even being a black woman, you know, we can't wash our hair every day, but there are things, you know, like leave-in conditioners, there are treatments that you can put in your hair that actually cleanse it, you know, and that do smell good, but you need to make sure that you take care of your hair, just like you would do with your other parts of the body. But when it comes to sex and fucking, that is like one of the number one turnoffs for people is the hair smell, which surprises me the most because you would think it would be the prized possessions. It would be the goodies, but hair, it seems to be a turnoff, a major turnoff during sex when it comes to the smells. Now, here's another one, okay? You know, people love to lick behind the ears. I mean, Tony said he want to lick behind my ears when if he was to have sex with me and to whisper in my ears. But let's admit, there are some people that just don't know how to wash their ears really well, okay? You might have wax buildup, like, for all the people that like to fuck in the inner ear, stop doing that, first of all. You need to be careful when you're doing that because you can rupture an eardrum, okay? You start putting your spit and saliva in that, that can cause ear damage. Trust me. And some people don't even realize this, but you get caught up in the moment sometimes, and you might suck off a girl's, like, ear, like her earring, and it might go into the eardrum, and she might not even realize it because you're caught up in the moment. So just do this. Avoid the ears. You know, maybe rub the ears, maybe just lick on the outer part, but don't suck in the inner ear. If that's something that gets you off, I mean, more power to you, but still, you need to be safe at the end of the day. And we always here at Chocolate Radio, and of course on Sapphire's Earplay, we always are advocates of safe sex during sex. Okay, safe play, safe sex. That's the way to go. All right, this is your dirtiest part of your body. Some people say your ass, your pussy, and your dick, your vagina, or your penis are the dirtiest parts, but it's actually your mouth. And let's break this down. Not only is this the area in need of brushing, but it's also the dirtiest part already because of the fact that, one, you know, you like to do oral sex down there. You don't know what your partner may or may not have, okay? Plus the fact that you eat food, you probably lick stamps. Think about everything that you do with your mouth on a daily. You cough, you inhale, you probably smoke cigarettes, you smoke weed, you probably drink. And the one thing that you're not supposed to do before performing oral sex, no matter what fucking blogs say, because the minty, refreshing taste in your mouth is good, you are not supposed to be sucking mints, you are not supposed to gargle, and you are not supposed to brush before you are performing oral sex. Because you open your mouth to sores. Why do your gums bleed? Because you're brushing too hard. So if you're going to perform oral sex, you need to avoid at all costs. If you know you're going to be performing oral sex, do not perform oral sex and brush within a 3-hour period. Wait for it to decrease. And if you must mouthwash and gargle, please dilute it with as much water as possible. Okay, do not let it burn in your mouth. Dilute it with water at all times. Here's another one. The short area between your head and your shoulders. This is where a partner might like to lick you. But let's be honest, some necks are nasty. You can see the dirt and grime off it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where dandruff happens a lot of the times. So you might be kissing on that person's neck, and that's where, like, the sweat glands will start forming. And then you got the dandruff. You might got a little bit of dirt. Think about it. You want to lick that shit? And then you start smelling it like, ooh, it's just not cute, people. Avoid it. Okay? Scrub your neck. Scrub the back of your neck. Just like your mama says, scrub behind your ear, scrub your neck. Scrub it. Exfoliate once in a while. Okay, it's the most neglected part of the body. Even if you just opted for a quick shower, how many times do you find yourself not washing your neck? You might wash your hair, you might wash your armpits, you might wash the top of your shoulders, but you do neglect the neck a lot. Just get a simple washcloth, get a loofah, scrub. You'll notice it. You'll notice the difference. Okay? If it's potential to grow hair, it's going to grow a lot of sweat, okay? And this is the armpits. Now, I'm all for my feminists out there that are like, I'm anti-razors, and they don't like to shave their armpits, but honey, deodorant, okay? I understand that there's some chemicals in certain deodorants that you're like, you know what, I don't want to get breast cancer. Yes, this does happen, but come on now. Wash them pits. If you're an armpit sniffer, I know several women who get off to the smell of armpits, whether it's a female or a male. Clean your armpits, okay? You're susceptible to pimples and little acne bumps, little blackheads. It's just not cute. Do you ever find yourself when you get those, like, thick lumps? That's because your sweat glands and the dirt and everything mixes in and you start chafing. And let me tell you, it's a hell. It is hell trying to pop that shit. And you need to go to a doctor. And it smells like shit. Okay? Wash armpits as I'm touching my armpits right now. Okay? But here. Your feet. For all my foot lovers out there. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. But there are some people out there that love to walk barefoot. All day, every day, everywhere. Think about it. Feet sweat. Okay? Feet, you know, sometimes get flaky if you don't moisturize them. You know, athlete's foot, it does happen even to people without the athletics in their system. Okay? I'll openly admit to this. I sweat. My feet are sweaty. It's hereditary. I have natural foot sweat. And I have to wear the most unflattering socks sometimes because my feet do sweat. When I was an athlete, yes, I had athlete's foot. But did I take care of it? Yes, I did. Men, it does not make you gay to go get a pedicure every once in a while. Okay? You like women with pretty feet? We like men with nice feet. Okay? Because I've seen some men, and you got some fucked up feet. There are some men around, I'm like, oh my God, when's the last time you cleaned your feet? Mm-hmm. You look like you went to the Flintstones Academy of nasty, ugly ass feet. Okay? Soak them. Soak them in some olive oil, soak them in some vinegar, in some warm water, then blow dry them. The best way to avoid athlete's foot and the best way to avoid foot fungi, including athlete's foot, is to soak it every night and to blow dry your feet. Don't towel dry your feet. Blow dry them. Don't got a blow dryer? Go buy one. You buy one as cheap as like $10. What the fuck? $10 condoms, $10 blow dryer. Have the woman blow dry your feet. Get a little blow dryer fun out of it. Do you blow dry your feet, Mike?
No.
You need to start blow drying your feet.
Why?
You got nice feet?
Yeah.
You get pedicures?
You know, so actually, I just hit a pedicure about a week ago.
See?
Don't get them often, but that was a, yeah.
No. See?
That is something that I would do.
I'm so glad that Mike has admitted to doing some pedicures. Mm-hmm. He keeps his nice feet. He's got to keep it nice for his women.
You know, I never did it before, but yeah.
Now you do.
Yeah.
It's the best way. Take care of them feet. Now here's another one. Last but not least, okay? Your prized possession, your penis, your vagina.
Big dog.
Okay?
Your big dog.
Oh, Jesus. As I like to call it, my fine china. I don't know. There's some weird penis names out there, but I call my vagina my fine, my prized possession, my fine china, okay? Yes, there will be no sexual intercourse if you have smelly pussy. And for every guy out there that's like, man, I'll still dive in it. It's not like I gotta sniff it. You are nasty. You are nasty, okay? And you men that don't believe in washing your dick, that is nastier. Especially if you have an uncircumcised penis. That is the most... You really need to take care of your uncircumcised penis. Okay? I said it once and I say it again. Dick cheese is not cute. You know what also is not cute? And I've seen it before. I told a man flat out that I'm not fucking him. And he said, why? I said, I just examined your balls. You might not realize it, but every woman is examining your balls and examining the head of your penis. A good woman would do this before she goes down on you. Just like, I know you men like to examine the pussy before you go down on it. Am I right?
Not all the time.
You don't like to examine the pussy.
Nah.
You don't look at it kind of like open the layers a little bit. You don't need a smell check.
I mean, it was some new pussy, yeah.
Yeah. Because you want to make sure that shit is clean.
Yeah.
Do the smell check, women. Check underneath his balls. If you start seeing some flakies, you don't put that nasty thing in your mouth. Who wants to floss? Who wants to have dick cheese for dinner? I don't. I like my American provolone pepper jack cheese. Not this dick cheese you guys all talk about. That shit ain't cute. But seriously, how can you avoid a smelly pussy or a smelly, you know, dick? How can you avoid this? It's quite simple. Clean yourself, okay? They say that you're not supposed to clean yourself with soap and water. I admit, I've had no issues out of all my 26 years of scrubbing my pussy with soap and water. Yes, there's a certain extent. It's not like I put like a shit ton of, you know, soap on there. But you're not supposed to spray anything on your pussy, even if it says it's good for your vagina. And men, same thing. If they say it's good for your dick, don't put cologne on your penis. First of all, if you have cuts down there because you're a shaver like myself, you know, you start spraying yourself down there, alcohol sustains to burns. Burns are not cute. Burns open up wounds, okay? Don't do it. Just don't do it. And you know what? This is a normal thing for women. I now experience it. The bigger the boobs, there's going to be a smell. Okay? The average woman does not wash her bras often. We don't. We really don't. We have that one favorite bra that you love and we know we get laid in, and we will fucking sometimes wait a month to wash that bra. And think about it, we do a lot of things in that bra. Okay? The bra I'm wearing right now, I'm going to openly admit, haven't washed it in 2 weeks. Do I wash the rest of my body? Yes. Do I make sure I air out my bra? Yes. Ladies, if you must, if it starts to smell, throw it in the wash. If you have to wear that bra, you better go get you a sink, get some detergent, get some laundry, that fabric softener, hang that up in the shower, it'll be ready for you the next morning. If you must wear that favorite prize bra. But seriously, it's disgusting. Men, I know that you guys have your little, you know, for men who are really athletic, you have that one jock strap which you refuse to wash all season. Stop that.
Nah.
Okay, no. Wash it.
You know, some men, they wash it. Well, you know, I did. Especially if you're playing sports, because I hit like 4 or 5 different jock straps.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you clean it, you change them like you change your underwear.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to, okay? And that's the same with sports bras. A lot of women don't realize, you know, yes, we only have maybe like 1 or 2 sports bras. And I mean, hell, bras are expensive. Bras are very expensive, but at the same time, you got to take care of yourself. And especially when you have bigger breasts, you're going to start to smell. You're gonna start chafing. All right, we're gonna get to my favorite part coming up next to wrap up the show, which is of course 16 unusual male parts that women love and 16 male parts, female parts that you men love. And if you agree or disagree, call me 1-800-938-2462. That's 1-800 wet chocolate. And also coming up is the Dazed Sex Confused News.
Where them nines at? I said 249, shawty you would die. 249, you running out of time. I said 249, shawty you would die. I said 249, but you running out of time. I said 249. Shorty, you would die. I said 2-4-9-9, but you running out of time. I said 2-4-9-9, you running out of time. Shorty, you would die. You know it's Tanji time. I said 2-4-9-9, she was Saul in the back. Oh, requesting, she's sitting on the lap. And Jay Cray say, yeah, he wanna tap. She like, don't you wanna do that? I'm like, yeah, as long as you get off my back. She like, it's cool, but can I call you back? I'm like, I don't know about all that. Cause at 2:49, you gotta breathe. Sorry, mama, but you gotta leave. But if you come back, bring some Tanchi. And if not, gotta leave the party. I said 2:49.
Yeah, that's my kind.
Shorty, you would die.
Yeah, you so fine.
2:49.
Yeah, she my kind.
You running out of time.
That's
time.
My
I said
time.
2:49.
Yeah, that's my kind.
Shawty, you would die.
Yeah, you
I
so
said
fine.
2:49.
Yeah, that's my kind.
But you running out of time.
So every time I see that ass bouncing low, I tell everybody that I got to go. Nigga, just find me a perfect hoe. Don't take it personal, but she a twerking hoe. She could touch her toes without bending her knees. She could do other things that you wouldn't believe. If you give her a pack and start blowing the weed, she'll pull down your jeans and start swallowing seeds. She love the action. If you grabbing her booty clapping, if you passing her titties flashing, up and down just like gymnastics. She the baddest, so I had to have it. For that cabbage, she a mathematic. That's why she acting like a fucking addict. But I don't care because I'm a savage.
I said 2-4-9. Shawty, you would die. 2-4-9. You running out of time. I said 2-4-9. Shawty, you would die. I said 2-4-9, but you running out of time.
Hey girl, it's past 2:49. Can't you see that we running out of damn time? In this damn club, you front out of game. Baby girl, all I remember is your pretty frame. Never forgot your name. She IG'd me, Miss China Sosa. All I can see is a thick thighs. They got me memorized and it's hypnotized. I said 249. She's on my mind. I said 249. She doesn't waste time. Shorty always on her grind. And she knew I came to get mine. Rolling up beer weed to get high. We lining up to the sky.
I said 249. Shorty, you would die. 249. You running out of time. I said 249. Shorty, you would die. I said 249. But you running out of time.
Woo! That was 249, my quest, less so. And this is the one and only Sapphire on Sapphire's Earplay at chocolateradio.net. And I have to say, we got a couple announcements here. Now, as you may know, we have been saying it this week, but we are officially turning one. That's right. Chocolate Radio is celebrating their anniversary starting this whole week. And tomorrow officially kicks off the official launch date when we launched. That was 4-7-2014. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. A year has gone by. And we have, you know, we have to say thank you to everybody who has had a part of Chocolate Radio, whether it being you, the callers, you guys who have downloaded us through iTunes, Podomatic, you know, who's been rocking us, you know, with Ustream, PS4. And, of course, you know, our sponsors here, Wet Wipes, SureFuck, and our new home, Radio Nominee. But we really have to say thank you to all the guests that have especially taken the time out. I know that we are a little bit far, you know, outside of Hollywood. But you know what? We thank you so much for always, you know, coming by, always asking and appreciating, you know, to coming into studio with us. Because we love having guests here. As you can tell, you know, as we were having our fun earlier. I mean, we just love having a good ass time here at Chocolate Radio. And we can't wait to keep making more memories with you. And we also want to say a big thank you to Rex at Red Cat Studios for the venue that he's holding for us for our private party. Go to redcatstudios.com for your next rental private event. Studio space, etc. It's very affordable, and tell them Chocolate Radio sent you. Okay. Next but not least, we have two new shows debuting. One is my boy Andre Lavelle with PCW Fit Hour. Okay, you can get fit with more ways than one, and it's coming up this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So get your ass to Chocolate Radio this Wednesday night for a brand new show, PCW Fit Hour with Andre Lavelle. And that's going to be every Wednesday from 9 p.m. And it's only on for an hour, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so every Wednesday, keep it locked for all the people who are like the health, you know, guru people. Hell, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have a bottle of wine in one hand. I'm going to have a weight in the other. And I'm going to have Hitachi on my pussy. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously, if you want to get fit, talk to my boy Andre Lavelle. Now, also, calling all DJs, okay? If you love music, this hot new show is for you. It's called the Ice House Show. And this is where we're opening up the forum for all DJs. As you heard, we have unsigned artists. And these are actual fans. These are people who have followed us through Twitter. And now, we want the DJs to come out and play. Okay? We want the DJs to send us a mix before every Saturday night. Because we're going to have a mixdown show called the Ice House Show. So if you want to send us a mix, or you know somebody out there who is an aspiring DJ and they got a badass mix that needs to be heard on the radio, send it to chocolatedj@gmail.com. That's chocolatedj, so like disc jockey, @gmail.com. And it's going to be every Saturday night, okay? And you might even hear it sometimes on the Wednesday midday mix. Okay, but if you want to make sure that your mixes are played out there, and you got a mix of everything, we want house music, we want hip-hop, we want everything. We want to make this a full-blown mixed-down show. So if you're a DJ out there, and I want to hear about some female DJs. I'm a DJ myself, but I don't put myself out there enough because I love my radio life too much. But I'm going to tell you this, your girl and her boy, who you guys met, B Menace, he's done a lot of my beats here. Menace is going to be doing his mix at the Chocolate Radio party, but I know he's going to send us a mix too. So you definitely, you know, if you know somebody out there, or if you're a DJ, male, female, whatever, we want to hear your mix. And I don't think we have an age limit on that, too, do we?
No, not really. No, actually, we got a DJ.
Okay.
My girl, DJ D-La.
Hey.
She's out from Chicago, out in Phoenix now. She just sent us one that's going to be airing this weekend.
See, there you go. There you go. So if you know somebody out there that needs a DJ mix to be played on air, send it over to us, chocolatedj@gmail.com. And you know we've been advertising this for a long time. But you can picture yourself at the Bahamas, okay? The Chocolate Radio fam and you in the Bahamas for 4 days and 3 nights, okay? You need to go to our site right now, chocolateradio.net, so you can get all the details, because we are going to hit the Bahamas on November 11th, 2015. That's 11-11-15. It's going to go down. Now, I've been kind of lagging because I've been dealing with some personal stuff, but I am trying to make that my end of the year trip because Lord knows I'm a busy chick and I need to slow the fuck down. And I know I need to take some shots with Mike. He has got to hang with her girl at the Bahamas. Am I right, Mike?
You can't beat that. You can't beat that price.
That price. What do we say is $299?
$299 is the price. $100 deposit, but that goes to your $299, so you only owe another $199.
There you go.
And like you say, it's poured out of Miami. You get to Miami, and it's all good.
It's gonna be a pate, yes. and we still got the bar.
Yeah, you know something, we're going to check this week to see if that special's still going. But that special was, if you put your $100 deposit down now, then your drinks are free throughout the whole crew.
There we go.
You can't beat that.
Can't beat it at all, everybody. So make sure you check us out at chocolateradio.net to get further details on the cruise. 11-11-15, we are going to the Bahamas, straight out of the port of Miami. It's a brand new boat, and Chocolate Radio gets to bless it first. Doesn't get any better than that. What radio station do you know sends you on a cruise? Takes you on a cruise to meet everybody. Everybody, your favorite guests, Naomi Banks, Giselle, Lexington Steel, and the rest of the radio, Chocolate Radio family. We're all going to be there. We're all going to turn the fuck up over there. Bahamas is not going to know what the fuck to do with themselves after Chocolate Radio is finished with them. But the only way to find out is chocolateradio.net. Now, let's get back into it. We've been talking about body and sex, okay? A lot of people, like myself, we deal with our sexual insecurities when it comes to your body, okay? And we were just talking about the smelly parts of your body. But you know what? This is cracking me up. Now, ladies, we always talk about, like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can leave the lights on. You know, I don't know if he'll be turned on. Mike, do you give a fuck when it comes to a woman's body during sex?
No. We can go lights on, lights off, it's all good.
Okay, since you're like my designated man, when it comes to the body, agree or disagree with these parts that these men have talked about, okay? Mm-hmm. So, the first thing that men say that they love on a woman when it comes to sex, they love her teeth, okay? Wow. They say they love her teeth. And that goes the same with females. Females love a guy's teeth.
You know, I can understand females say they love a guy's teeth, looking at them before you get into it. But when you're talking about into the sex, you know, I think it's more your lips than your teeth.
Definitely. I would say that too. The lips, I think, are one of the sexiest things. Okay? Here's another thing. This is what the women love on a male's body part. A man's forearm. And I agree. I love a man's forearms. You know, you don't need a lot of muscle, but I like to see that cut, you know, with the veins popping out on a man's forearm. I love it. And you know what I love the most? A man's hands, okay? I love nice, rough man hands. Not too rough. You know, I don't want sandpaper going against, because I do like a little finger action before we get down to the nitty-gritty. But I love a man with some nice, strong hands, okay? Like, when he's grabbing my ass, I want to feel those man hands. There's a difference when a woman grabs your ass versus when a man grabs your ass, and I love it. And another thing I love on men are clean ears, okay? Chest hair. I don't like a lot of hair, but if you got a little chest hair, I like to, you know, put my face in it and kind of rub against it. Jawline, I think, is very important. If I see a jawline on a man, I go a little crazy, because I can just like trail my tongue lightly against that jaw and then kind of bite on his lip and just get him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I just like to bite him. And I love a man with a muscular back, obviously, from some of the people I fucked. I love a man's muscular back where I can just like feel the muscle and I can kind of put my hands, even though I don't have fingernails all the time, I can trail my just my fingertips through the grooves as you're fucking me and kind of like pull you in and just kind of like, I don't know, it's something about the man's muscular back lines that I just get turned on by. Now, here's some other parts that men love about women that I personally hate. You men love our feet. I don't understand what it is with you men and feet. What is it with men and feet?
I don't know. I ain't no big feet person.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And I think also I got scarred when the man from 3-6 Mafia, a long time ago, whipped up his foot, you know, concoction to lick off his woman's toes, which involves sugar and ranch dressing. I thought that was so nasty. First of all, I would never let a man put sugar on my feet, then put ranch. Have you ever smelled ranch afterwards? It has a lingering smell. It ain't cute. And you know how people love eating cheese pizza and ranch dressing? It's just nasty. That lingering taste, that lingering smell, it's just not cute. Men also love women's hands. I have fat hands, but men like my hands for some reason. And I'm a nail biter. I'm so glad we can't zoom in. But when you get to know me, I really try not to show my hands a lot because I'm a nail biter. And it's like, thank God I don't smoke cigarettes, because the way I chew my fingernails is like a smoker. Okay? It doesn't matter if I'm nervous. It doesn't matter if I'm happy. I'm always chewing on my fingernails, which I know can be a turnoff. But at the same time, I'm such a germaphobe, I clean the shit out of my hands. Now, men love a nice back. Do you like a nice back?
On a woman? A nice smooth back, yeah.
What about the back that turns you on the most? Like, I mean, what part of the back?
I like the whole back. As long as it's just smooth. I like a woman with a nice smooth back going down to a nice round ass.
See, and that's exactly what this man said. He said, I love, you know, a nice smooth and shapely back. Whether it means that you have defined muscles or just a nice back where it goes to, you know, the backside. And it says no skin problems, excess fat. It's just they love to massage the back and what's in store for them. And then you also mentioned butt. Women, stop saying that you have too big of a butt. All my white girlfriends, I gotta say, and I tell you guys again, be blessed that you have an ass, because I do not get turned on by women who have wood. Okay, if you got a flat backside, chances are I'm not going to fuck you. I need some butt on there, okay? There needs to be some roundness. Whether it be like Naomi pointed out on my ass, it's kind of flat on the top, but on the bottom and in the middle, you can grab on some meats. What about you, Mike? When it comes to that booty?
I need ass.
You need ass all around?
I need ass. So
my ass would not suffice. Naomi's ass suffice.
Yeah, I need nice round.
You need ass. All around.
You know something is, you know, forget. It's all about the package. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing, if the ass look good with the legs and with the waist and the hips, it's all about the package.
It's all that.
Because women come in different shapes, different sizes. So, you know, men, we look at the ass, but the ass is in relation to the legs and the hips. And
right, because there's some women, they got some fucked up asses.
Right, it's some women who asses don't look right.
No,
with their body, and they ain't cool. Cause you just can't handle a big fat ass and a little bitty body.
Thank you.
It just some of them don't look right.
And sometimes I kind of fear for the woman, like you're gonna topple over if you have that much ass and your legs can't hold it, and you can tell because they start wobbling a little bit. Mm-hmm. It ain't cute. Here's another one. Everybody loves a good lips. Full lips, okay? It doesn't have to be so big, you know, some are narrow, but you know what? It's the fact that it's where it counts. Mm. Like, on a woman, I personally love where the lips are like mine. They're kind of like full in the middle, and they kind of go narrow from the outside. Some men, they like full all around. DSLs. I got some DSLs. Those so cool. I can't wear no goddamn lip gloss because they don't look like my lips are all infected and then I'll be talking like this.
Wow.
And I love this, okay? Women, we need to take a stand. There's sometimes where we just put too much makeup on. A makeup-free face sometimes is all we need. Am I right, Mike?
Yes, yes.
Okay, men do not want to wake up, and I've heard so many guys that hate waking up with some women and it looks like her face was molded into the pillow. Like, you see her full-blown makeup smear, and it will look like a disappearing geisha doll on the pillowcase. I just don't like it. That's why I keep it to a middle on mine. A little powder on the face, a little lip gloss, a little lipstick, and a right, it's time to get to the last part, my favorite part. Give me that drop of Day Sex and Confused. Oh, Mike's like, no, hell no. Oh, we can't find it, huh? Oh, we have to take a break? Okay, just got to jump right into it. Okay. All right, Mike, since you are going to have to play Guest of Honor on this one, I'm going to give you some titles, okay? Someone said they want to fuck the president. There's been a lady accused of pooping in a Walmart or a Kmart. A naked woman robs a convenience store. Or a woman stabs her boyfriend for eating all the salsa.
Let's go to the naked woman. I know, because a whole lot of people say they want to fuck the president. So
okay, so last Thursday, a woman was spotted in D.C. trying to rob a convenience store, okay? And not even just one call. There were several calls saying that they saw a naked woman in a nearby parking lot trying to rob this convenience store. It turns out the one stop was really a one stop to solve both complaints. Officers found a naked woman later identified as Dreema Setliff. I hope her boobs were lifted. Wow. Dreema Setliff, 30 years old, hiding in the store's electrical closet. So this woman was embarrassed after a while for being around butt-ass naked. Shame on you. Okay, so here we go. Witnesses said that Setliff walked into the convenience store carrying the towel, grabbed the female clerk by her hair, and demanded that she open up the safe. And then a witness opened the store door to see the cowering clerk. So the cowering clerk could flee. The unidentified witness stayed until deputies arrived. For some reason that are unclear, Setliff stayed and hid into an electrical closet where deputies found her naked. Setliff allegedly told the deputies, "Take me to jail." She was carrying a towel, but not using it to hide her naked body. Okay, this is what this confuses me. You're holding a towel, you're ass naked, but you hide in a closet. We already caught your naked ass on camera. Mm-hmm. Why are you hiding in the closet? Why are you holding the towel? Do you think you're gonna shit and piss yourself because you're committing a fraud, you know, a crime? I don't understand. Okay, she said, this is what the police officer said, or someone from the news said. They said, from what I understand, it wasn't being used to cover. She was just holding, you know, the towel. Now, the police officer who arrested her said that drug and alcohol may have been involved in this arrest, and they did as they requested and booked her on charges of robbery. Authorities attempted to arraign Setliff on Thursday morning, but she came in crying and refused to talk to the judge. I guess this week they're going to be setting her bond at $50,000, and they'll try again in court. Wow. And see what happens. People, put some goddamn clothes on, okay? And if you're going to rob a bank naked, you damn sure are not supposed to be holding a towel. What streaker do you know in the history of streaking holds up clothing or anything to hide their naked bodies as they're committing a crime? Nobody. Nobody. What next? Should we go to the pooping?
Yeah, do the pooping. Sound excited, bro.
Okay. Last Monday, Melissa Jacobson, age 49, allegedly snuck in to a Kmart behind a store cash register and, as they say, defecated, which means she shit in a box of security tags. Security footage showed a woman who authorities later identified the woman as Jacobson answering nature's call around 10:22 a.m. Guess she really needed to take that morning shit. And speaking of, you know, towels, this woman reached for paper towels beneath the counter where she was done. So at least she wiped her ass when she was done. You know, at least she used the towel in the right nature. But then she went back to the customer service desk and completed her return and exited the retailer. According to the footage, Jacobson was wearing a shirt with a dump truck on it and the phrase, dropping a load. I guess about 2.5 hours later, employees at the Kmart started noticing a strange odor in the air around the register and discovered the shit light special in the box, which was soaked with urine. So not only did this bitch shit in a box of security tags, but she also pissed in the box. Most of the time. One worker said that Jacobson was a regular customer who should know where the public restrooms are located. Another employee said the suspect did not appear under the influence of drugs or alcohol or in special need to go to the bathroom. Kmart employees gave Jacobson's address from the forms she used when returning the merchandise. Another dumbass person. So you're going to shit, piss, and try to leave the scene of the crime. But, oh, let me complete my checkout. Mm-hmm. What was so important that you need to shit and piss in the box?
They said holy.
When they went to the house, they found the woman who identified herself as Jacobson wearing the same pants, tennis shoes, and dropping a load shirt seen in the footage. So this bitch really wanted to be found. But wait, there's more. She denies pooping at the Kmart, even though she was told about the footage. Officers resisted their attempts to take her into custody. She was later charged with 3 misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, and obstructing an officer. She was free on bond for $500, but she's said to be back in trial on the 30th. Wow. So this lady, there's so many things wrong with this. There's too many things wrong with this. Okay? Most people, when they commit a crime, once again, they don't hide. They don't hide in the scene. They don't leave evidence. They damn sure know how to change their clothes. My only thing is, lady, thank you for wiping your ass. I'm so glad you did not shit, piss, and run. At least you shit, pissed, wiped your ass. I hope you cleaned your coochie and then ran. But you left it evidence. I mean, gosh. You might as well just left diarrhea stains on your way out. Mm-hmm. Okay, should we do the woman who stabbed her boyfriend, or should we do the person who wants to fuck Obama?
The last one.
Okay, basically the person who wants to fuck Obama is no other than Azalea Banks. Okay, she just posed nude and ain't worth it in Playboy. But let me talk about this. So a woman in Akron, Ohio, stabbed her boyfriend in the groin with a pen Sunday evening after he ate all the salsa in the house. Jefferson's boyfriend, Ronnie D. Bucker, who is 61 and the woman is 50, so 11 years older, said that he told the police that he and the accused were arguing about the salsa consumption when she allegedly stabbed him with the pen. Some people, you know, throw the salsa. Some people stab their boyfriends in the pee-pee. The suspect then walked over to the TV and threatened to knock it on the floor. Then that's when the boyfriend grabbed the TV, and that's when the woman allegedly walked to the kitchen to grab a knife and used it to cut him in the stomach. So you not only... You stabbed him in his groin, but you also cut. You basically tried to gut him like a fish. She admitted to stabbing Buckner and said she had to do it because she wanted to leave. Well, why didn't you just fucking leave? And over some goddamn salsa? How much was the salsa? Okay, was it like $500 worth of salsa? You could have taken your ass to Smart and Final and get yourself that good gluten-free mango pineapple for $3.99. And with that, people, I am done. I am Miss Sapphire. Next week, we're going to have Necro Nikki in studio. Make sure you don't miss it. And remember, we're going to recap everything that happens at the Chocolate Radio Party. Hopefully this time, more than one person is left locked in to the studios. But until then, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And until then, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Good night.
Lounging around like a horse on a carousel. go? Will I catch up to love? I can never tell. I don't know. Chasing after you is like a fairy tale. But I feel like I'm glued on tight to this carousel.